Good evening. This is KHOVLA, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boulder on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Temperature in Boonville is 25 degrees. I will now break for emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
M2PFM, good evening, Clint, with low audio.
It's KD2AIT. Good evening, Clint.
N5AOW, good evening, Clint.
Here we have three check-ins already. Let's see who we got. Copy Georgetown. George is the first one in. So why don't you give us a report, George?
Yes, good evening, Clint, and everyone on that. This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. The temperature here on the mountainside in Watson is 35 degrees. Temperature range today was 5 to 46. And we did have 13 inches of snow out of that last storm the other day, bringing total snow totals here on the mountainside to 111 inches on the season. And the sun did come out this afternoon. At least we didn't have any more precipitation. We don't think we need any more snow this year. I think we've had enough. Of course, they might disagree with me up there in Barnes Corners up through Tug Hill. I'm sure they'd like another 50 to 100 inches, I'm sure. But that's a matter of opinion. All right, nothing much else going on, so say my God bless, and 73 is N2 PFM clear.
Good report, George. You got your share of snow on this blizzard we had. I don't think reports in Boonville was either 8 or 11 inches, but the wind blew so hard you couldn't never measure it. Within an hour it would change. So I think we had close to a foot. At least it piled up in a lot of places it was buried. I got a 3-foot fence around my garden, and the 3-foot fence is now covered on the level. Well, thanks for checking in, George. We'll go to KD2AIT. Are you in camp or? Are you in Boonville?
I'm here in Boonville. I got to work all weekend, so I'm just sitting here plodding away. Not much to report today. It's another work day. Got to work all night. Got a bunch of stuff to get done. I'm waiting for summer to get here, so I don't have to work so much. Other than that, we're just looking forward to some melt here this weekend, I understand. So we'll turn it back to KA2VLA. This is KD2EIT.
Good report. Jeff, what did you... I didn't get your last statement that you made. Something about going on in Boonville.
I'm just waiting for some melt. I'd like to see some of the snow melt away.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, it's not going very far. If it warmed up to 40 degrees, like they say, 40, 45 degrees, it'll shrink it out for sure. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your check-in tonight. Now, 5A-ADU, I haven't got it down here. You want to visit with us now?
was N5AOW.
Back here for 5AOW.
Hi, good evening, Clint. Hope you're doing okay. N5AOW. Good day today. Got a few things going here. Got out to enjoy the sun a little bit. Temperature was nice. It probably got to about 34, 35 maybe at the high peak. Right now it's about 32. Didn't change a whole lot. Maybe we'll start to get the warming spell. But I even got out on the sled a little bit and took a short ride briefly. Got it mainly unburied and went from there, so needed to do that just to get things picked up out of the yard. Didn't have a whole lot to do today, but I got out a little bit just to get the fresh air. So back to you, Clint. KD2VLA from N5AOW.
Get out and join the winter weather. We used to spend a lot of time out there. But we can't take the weather anymore. Thanks for coming in. Open the net. This is KA2VLA, net control from the Black River Valley Servicemen. Looking for check-ins. Come now, please. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT with a query.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Have Mark and Joni or Red or anybody else been up to camp? I haven't been up there almost a month.
Well, the last I heard, Mark was up about a week ago. Took his camera down, part of it, if not all of it. He had 200 pictures of deer on it. He said 200. I don't know if he was exaggerating or not. I told him I thought they all looked like the same one walking by the camera. But I don't think he's been up in a week.
Roger that. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up there this week or not. I'm going to try to see if I can't get up there on Thursday and hike in and take a look around and hike out. I can't stay too long. But, all right, thanks for the information. KD2AIT.
Mark's gone about from 9 to 12. Hanging around on the hillside, right, looking in his backyard, checking his garden out. They seem to be like the residents next to Boonville. This is KA2VLA, net control for the Black River Valley Servicemen, looking for check-in. Anyone have any further comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, 73 of those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear. Going back to the Syracuse, North Carolina game, it was 58-57 and 6 seconds left there when I went in for the net. So I can't tell you who's won until I get back out to the TV.
KA2VLA.
Just missed the net.
Clint, I think that was you that answered me there. The audio was really low and I got a little noise on my end. Yeah, I just was watching the end of the game there. Syracuse did lose it. But, if you'd like to add me in as a late check-in, I'd appreciate that. KH, is that it?
Sure, Hunk. Copy you down right now. Syracuse lost, eh?
Yeah, Syracuse lost. Yeah, they just lost by 3 points, I think it was.
Oh, that's too bad. What is that one? They're playing so close. It's a flying ball in the air. It depends on our plan. Almost determines the game. It's too close for comfort. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. Did you get ready your snow out in Syracuse?
Yeah, we got about 13, 14 inches here on top of a foot of butter that we all still had on the ground. So, we've got a lot of snow here, that's for sure. We did get up to 51 today, and it's still 43. But I see in the next couple of days it's supposed to go below freezing again, so... Well, we don't want it to fall too fast either, because that could cause some problems. So with that, I'll say 7-3, Clint, 7-3s to everybody on the side. I know you had some in there, and I thought I was kind of watching the end of the game there. KA2-0, is that?
KB2KOJ, clear.